talking today with Roy Lee Lindsay, Executive Director of OK Pork. And Roy Lee, obviously a lot of people are probably aware by now that during the Oklahoma Youth Expo, there was an outbreak of PED virus in the hog barns, which has probably now been spread throughout the entire livestock complex over there. Is there any updates you can give us on that situation as that's developed? And what are you telling folks right now?
Well, the big thing we're encouraging folks is to continue to be vigilant now that you're home. If you've come home from the show, whether you brought animals home, whether you've just returned home to animals on your farm, if you see signs of animals that are ill, contact your veterinarian. Don't just assume what you're dealing with. Go ahead and contact the vet. Get it confirmed what we're talking about. Be aware of where your neighbors are. If you've got other farms near you, you've got commercial facilities, you've got other show pig operations, whatever, that are near you, if you've got sick pigs there, be conscious of the things you're doing on your farm that might impact your neighbors, if you will. And I think the biggest thing is just continue to employ biosecurity on your farm. If you isolated your animals, like you should have when you came home, don't walk back and forth from the isolation pen to where you keep the rest of your animals. Change your shoes, change your clothes. Do those things after you've been by the isolation pen, if you will. Keep them separate and maintain that biosecurity. And we've continued to share information with ag teachers and extension agents and exhibitors and others across the state about here's some tips on biosecurity, here's what you need to know about the virus, etc. At this juncture, we're hoping that folks are you know, following those biosecurity recommendations. And if they do, we'll see where we get to here. In a couple of weeks, we'll know a little bit more about what the overall impact has been.
You all are under the impression that just about every pig that was over there during the OYE, that just about all of them have probably been infected by this or at least exposed to it. What is that number? Can you give us an idea of the scope of this thing?
Well, we know we had about 2,500 bearers that were in, and we would expect that all the bearers that were at the show were exposed to the virus. Now, we also know that we sent 8 truckloads of those hogs directly to market, so those animals didn't go back home. They didn't go, you know, back out into the countryside. So we know, you know, 8 truckloads of those, that would be 1,400, 1,500. So it's probably, you know, 2/3 almost of the animals went on to market. So that's a positive. They didn't go back to somebody's house in that regard. It's an unfortunate situation to have an animal get sick during the show. But the best thing that we can do right now is just be cautious now that we're home and take the proper biosecurity procedures.
So you mentioned that several of those hogs had gone to market. Now, just to clarify for folks that aren't aware, this is not a human health risk by any means, and this kind of just describe what this disease does, I guess.
Yeah, this is a swine only disease. It only infects swine, and so pork is safe to eat. You know, there's no issues with consuming meat, consuming pork, if you will. And there's no risk at all to human health with this. And we probably should have started with that, because that's always the place we ought to start when we talk about diseases within livestock and how would they impact the public or not. But this would be a disease that only affects swine. And again, if you're no reason at all to be concerned about buying pork, or even if you took your show pig home and you sent him to the local processing plant to turn him into bacon and sausage and so forth, no issues at all with you. That you need to be concerned about there either as you prepare that product. If you prepare it properly, there's no issues at all.
And from what I understand, too, the Oklahoma City Fairgrounds, they've taken their own precautions. They'll be going through and disinfecting the whole, all of the barns there at the livestock complex. And then by the next show, which doesn't happen until, I guess, the state fair, correct, this shouldn't be an issue.
Yeah, it shouldn't be an issue at all. We know that time and temperature are our friends, if you will, in fighting this virus. It doesn't live forever, and it doesn't like hot weather, and we should be heading into May and June, July. We should get some nice, really hot weather this summer. You know, you close the doors on those barns and it heats up inside the building real quick, and I'm certain they will go through the fairgrounds and we'll clean out the shavings and we'll clean out the bedding and we'll go in and then and disinfect the buildings, disinfect the floors and the walls, and and all of those things. And then we'll add in the summer with the time and the temperature that goes with it. So by the time we roll around to the state fair this fall, this should not be an issue at all.
So far, you haven't received any feedback from producers out in the country about any effects that have followed them back to the farm?
No, we really haven't, and we hope that's because they're not seeing any. Mm-hmm. But no, we've not had any communication really at all from folks that have seen disease outside, you know, the animals that we knew were infected during the show.
So to avoid this in the future, and probably something people should practice during their next show, is to, you know, if they do see their animals having symptoms, any telltale signs that they are sick, they need to get that checked out before they come to an event like this, correct?
Absolutely. You know, that's the biggest thing that you can do from a biosecurity standpoint to protect the health of your herd and everyone else's is, if you have sick pigs, leave them at home. So if you've got a pig that's running a temperature, you can see that they're off feed, whatever that is, leave them at home, don't take them. That's the biggest thing you can do to help us prevent any kind of disease from being brought to a show and spread throughout. And that should apply to whether you're talking about the local jackpot show, whether you're talking about the Oklahoma Youth Expo, whether you were talking about the state fair somewhere, doesn't make any difference. Start with the idea that you only want to take healthy animals out for your exhibition. And if you suspect that there's anything going on, get that checked out before you ever leave your farm.
I know that the Oklahoma Pork Council works in conjunction with a lot of other organizations and states that neighbor us in kind of putting together plans when there are disease outbreaks like this. I'm sure this probably helped you all be prepared for what happened at OYE this year.
Well, when we first saw PED in the state in 2013, we had quite a bit of internal discussion with myself and state veterinarian about what we might do and how we might do it. And we talked to show management at all of our major shows and what we might do and how we might do it. So this was not something that was unheard of, if you will. It's not something we sat around and thought about every day, but it was something we had considered. And we had an idea of what we might do and how we might do it. And we used those plans, those things we've talked about. And we've been spending a great deal of time talking about other diseases that are happening around the world and how we might respond to that. And all of those conversations then play into allowing us to have as good a response as possible, I think, in this situation.
Just on a final note, and a little off subject, but African swine fever is still out and about there. Can you give us an update on where that's at? Is it, do you think, under control yet, or is it still running rampant, I guess?
I don't know that anybody really knows that answer. And we want to be clear that there is no connection between the issues we saw at Oklahoma Youth Expo last week and any foreign animal disease. So no connection whatsoever. No, anything that makes that that would connect those two pieces. But, you know, I don't know what's happening halfway around the world with African swine fever. And that's the big question is what is happening in other countries. We know we don't have it here in the United States at this point. We're doing everything that we can to keep it out. U.S. Customs and Border Protection just announced a seizure of extremely large shipment of cargo that folks had hidden some pork products in, trying to smuggle them in from China. And kudos to USDA for catching that, you know, Customs Border Protection, all of those folks that are working together to try to keep that product out of the United States so that we don't inadvertently bring something across the pond or across the oceans into our shores. And I think so far, those efforts have been successful, and we'll continue to plan. We'll continue to work with USDA on plans and responses, but we'll also continue to pray that our efforts to just keep the disease out of here are ultimately successful as well.